Good day, beloved. In Luke's Gospel, the first chapter, a poor black single teenage girl by the name of Mary had her regularly scheduled routine interrupted by breaking news from an angel. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." And beloved, based on that breaking news, I want to interrupt your regularly scheduled routines and rough reality because I have some breaking news from the eternal for you based on that breaking news. And first of all, I want to say to you, the Lord's presence is with you. You are not alone. You are not all by yourself. You have not been abandoned. The Lord's presence is with you. Secondly, the Lord is pleased with you. You are highly favored. You may have thought God was unhappy with you. You may have felt that God is displeased with you. You may have entertained the notion that God was upset with you. Well, this breaking news reveals that God is pleased with you. You are highly favored by the Lord. But finally, God is giving you the power to carry out God's purposes and plan for your life that will lift other lives to know that they too are loved by God. How, you ask, will this be? The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you so that God can birth new hope in hopeless situations through you. I now return you to your regularly scheduled routines, but with reaffirmed value, with renewed vigor, and with restored vision. God is with you. Make it a great day. Be encouraged. I am so glad the tomb was empty.